This is the Made to Advance podcast. I'm your host, Brian Ollick. We're here to inspire and equip you for your best future. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to episode zero of Made to Advance. So excited that you're with us. We're going to take this episode to tell you all about what Made to Advance is all about. And to help me do that, I've got a special guest today. Shauna Beyer is here. Shauna is the co-host of Shauna and Perry in the Mornings, although technically I think it's Perry and Shauna in the Mornings. We're going to go with Shauna and Perry today.
Nice.
And on top of that, she hosts her own podcast called Real Sisters, Real Talk. And so I'm excited to hear more about that. Shauna, welcome to Made to Advance.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Yeah, it's great. It's so weird because usually I'm used to being at Moody with you in your studio, and it feels kind of like a weird thing. Does it feel weird to you to be in a different place or not?
It does, but in a minute here I get to slip into my normal spot and I get to ask you some questions and interview. But it does feel weird to be on the other end of things a little bit.
Yeah, our mics are a little bit more low profile than Moody's. You've got the, and I like that, they're real adjustable in arms, and then you put the Christmas lights on for the time of this recording. Christmas is like still going on, and so it was all decked out when I was last there, but we're a little bit more simple here, so hope you can get used to that.
I love it. I really like your digs. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. So Real Sisters, Real Talk.
Yeah.
How many episodes so far?
36, I think.
36?
Yeah. We're starting to actually think about what the 50th is going to be and getting excited about that.
Do you feel like you've got all the energy, like at this far end, do you feel like you've got all the energy that you did when you started it? Or are you going, whoa, this is like a lot now?
100% as much energy now as we did in the beginning. And the premise of Real Sisters, Real Talk is that we're just having honest conversations. She's my literal sister that I grew up with and shared a bed with.
Yeah.
So we talk about what God is doing in our lives, and that doesn't go away. Yeah. That is always fresh. That is always ongoing. So having a blast. You're going to love having a podcast.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's already the different conversations we've had leading up to it are just so much fun. And what I do think would be fun, and we haven't done anything where it's like a co-host situation yet. So it's always like me and a guest.
Yeah.
But the thing that I want to try is, and I think this is what you and your sister would have, is just the natural rapport that comes when you know somebody well, and you can kind of, even if you had like a guest, if it was a co-host situation, I feel like you would just laugh more and say more stupid stuff and in the best way and like just have a good time. So I'm guessing there's a certain part of your podcast that's probably real serious and then other parts that are like, we're just having a great time. Is that true?
Yeah, 100%. And she knows all my stuff. She's known me my whole life. So she like tells just today on a podcast that we filmed, she told a story about a sassy moment I had in high school. And it was like, it's all game. It's all fair game.
That's good. Cool. Good for you guys.
Thanks. And congratulations so much on your new podcast.
Thank you.
I am geeked about Made to Advance.
Yeah.
Tell me about the name behind Made to Advance.
Yeah. You know, I think when we started first sensing this prompting of this, that we, there's something from our church, for Getty and in me to launch a podcast. I think there was this moment of, okay, God, what are you putting inside me for this? And so I'm thinking about that and I'm praying about it. And I just have this deep conviction for people. And it really became ultimately what's driving the podcast, this deep conviction that we have so much potential that God has put inside of us. And I think about the famous passage in Ephesians 3 that talks about God wanting to do more than we could ask or imagine in our lives. And I think that there is a lot more God wants to do in me, in you, and really in anyone who's listening than what we can possibly imagine. Mm-hmm. And one of my greatest joys in life, in leadership, in ministry, is to really call out people's potential and do anything I can practically to say, there's more, there's more, there's more. And so that's kind of like the idea of Made to Advance is, I want to help you take steps forward. I want to help you make progress. I want to help you live into your potential. And to the extent that this podcast can help with that, that's what it's going to be driving towards.
That's awesome. I see you as someone who's always got something on the horizon. Like, you always know what's next. Mm-hmm. And so you're the perfect person to speak into. You got this. You can do this. You can lean into what's next. But has there ever been a time for you when you felt like, when you felt stagnant or you felt like, I don't know what's around the corner for me?
Yeah, I think there have been some times. There have been different times where when you're in a leadership role in particular, you're so in the grind that I feel like sometimes I've lost my 30,000 foot view because it's been you know, it's been team issues, or it's been solving this problem, or it's been really tactical stuff.
Yeah.
And so there have been times where I've had to step back and say, hold on, I've got to remember the big picture and really say, what's next and where am I going? And part of why we're here is because I think I was in a season of okay, we're in a new season of saying, what's next? And what's next was this podcast.
Yeah. And you're modeling it for us as you step into it.
I'm trying.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how do you think that this podcast, Made to Advance, will help us to step into what God has for us next?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. So there are two things that I hope are going to be accomplished really in every single episode. On the one hand, I want to see our episodes inspire people. And then the second thing I hope will happen is people will be equipped through these episodes. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like, you know, when it comes to changing, and this is true for me, and I think it's probably true for most people, on the one hand, we need motivation. There is a heart piece to change that I've got to want it. I've got to want to get after it. I've got to have the motivation. Before the how, before any of that, I've got to have something inside me that is let's get after it. And so I do hope every episode has that inspiration heart piece, that people hear our different guests and they say, if she can do it, if he can do it, I can do it. May not even be the same thing. Like right. that what they did could be totally unrelated to what you have to do, but you hear them pressing forward and you go, yeah. I need to make a move.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the inspiration piece for me. I hope in every episode there'll be this like equipping side where you will hear what a guest has to say, and there will be practical takeaways. I remember one guest was on that we have coming up, and she talks about actually moving with filing for an LLC and starting a company and all this, and she starts working through, here are the steps I took, and then I did this. Well, that's stuff people can learn from if they're going to start something new. It's just practical. And I think every episode up to this point has had practical things I've learned from, and I've led for a long time. And it's just like, oh, I could do that. I could do that. So there's the inspiration piece and then the equipping piece. And I hope every episode we can do both.
Well, you're whetting my appetite a little bit. Like, now I need to know, can you pull back behind the curtain and tell us who some of the names are? I mean, you've got some great conversations lined up. Who are they with?
Yeah, we've got a few. Well, we're going to, part of our hope here is we're going to launch with actually a few at the same time. So we want to go out like kind of guns blazing when we launch. So we'll have a few. I will say one of the things I'm looking for in all of our guests is I really want them to be real and transparent conversations. And so it's been really cool that way. I mean, people have gotten real in here, and we've been sitting in these exact chairs and had some pretty powerful moments just talking about real life and what people have been through and what's brought them to where they are. So I'm looking forward to that from every guest, just that spirit of transparency. Yeah. I'm sure, you know, it's funny because I just want to hear the guests share authentically. I'm sure there'll probably be some days where guests have things to share that I'm like, well, I don't know if I agree with all that. But for me, the point is not, you know, so much like, do I agree with every single thing every person says? It is giving our audience the privilege to hear from great people and how they got to where they are. So to get to your question, I know that belabors it a little bit. Guest number one is a friend of mine named Stephen Malcolm, and he's a Christian hip hop artist. He grew up in a really, really tough situation in urban Grand Rapids, and what God is doing in his life now is so fun, so cool to see. Mm-hmm. So he'll be up. Shortly after Stephen will be Chris Boehner. And she is an executive vice president for Kellanova, which used to be called Kellogg's, and they changed their name to Kellanova. And Chris is, you know, one of the top seven senior leaders of this monstrous organization. But what's so cool is, besides telling about the professional side of things, she goes back to being born with clubfoot, what it was like for her to be as further in life, to be in an abusive marriage, and then what it's like to be a woman who's leading at an incredible level in the marketplace. So I'm so excited. It was just a powerful conversation. I feel like it was still just sacred territory to be there. So we'll have Rob Ketterling. He's a pastor from River Valley Church in Minneapolis, and he just is real transparent about the ups and downs of pastoral leadership. So you're also in pastoral leadership, so you know those ups and downs. And he talks about that. We've got a New Testament scholar coming, one of the leading New Testament scholars, Nijay Gupta, Dr. Nijay Gupta.
Yeah.
So he'll be on, and is real just honest about his journey and has some great content to share that he's working on. So yeah, so that's a taste right there. I'm not letting you in on any more than just those four though.
That's awesome. Thank you for that. You got me excited. Okay. So we talked a little bit about the guests. We've talked about what was in your heart with coming up with, you know, Made to Advance and what your desires are, but tell me a little bit about the listener. What kind of listener do you think is going to connect with Made to Advance?
I've really thought about that question, and I feel like it is a super hard question for me to answer. And the reason why is because I keep listening to these conversations we're having and thinking, who is not going to connect? The conversation, they've been so interesting. They've been compelling. And like I said earlier, the guests have been so vulnerable. There's a part of me that goes, I know that like in business world and all that, you're really supposed to have who's our target market and who are we trying to reach? And I've had a hard time narrowing it down. I think that some of the interviews, we've had some pretty serious themes. So I could rule out in some episodes, I go, well, somebody that's really young, this might be a bit much. Every episode talks about what it means to push forward, to take risks and all that. So I suppose if someone's like, yeah, I don't want any of that. I just want to be stagnant and I want to stay exactly where I am. Well, this probably is not the podcast for you. That being said, even those folks would be like, but this is super interesting. So the truth is, I don't have a good answer for
you. That's great.
I feel like for someone who's made in the image of God, who wants to grow into their potential, they're going to hear these conversations and they're going to feel like, wow, that's powerful and it's motivating and it's practical and it's encouraging. So I may be ignorant, but I feel like, or naive, but I feel like it's going to connect with a lot of folks. Yeah.
I know that as a podcaster myself, I know that stepping into a podcast is a big endeavor and it's a big commitment. And so what are your hopes for the outcome? You wouldn't do this for nothing. What do you hope to see happen?
That probably is the most fun question for me to ask relative to this whole experience. You know, at times I'll think about like, when we know we did our job and, you know, we were faithful to what God called us to do, what's that going to look like? What's it going to sound like? And I hope and pray and expect that we're just going to hear stories of people who really took aggressive steps in their life. That would be, to me, amazing. It'd be awesome to, for example, to hear somebody who said, I started a business because of something I heard on Made to Advance. Or they were in one job and they said, you know what? I've known for a long time, this is not the role for me. I've known for a long time that there's something different, something more. And they said, I heard one of your guests share and something spoke to my heart. I just said, it's time. Mm-hmm. I got to make a move. So I think that would be cool. I think there'll be people who are in destructive patterns in their own life or maybe they're dealing with something that's really difficult on a mental health side of things. And I think they're going to hear some content on Made to Advance and they will find the motivation to take the step they've been needing to take for a long time. I think that would be amazing to hear stories like that. I've thought about people who maybe they'll go back for some kind of training or go to college or go to graduate school or who knows what, because they heard somebody share and they said, you know what, I need to take a step. So, and I'm sure there will be lots of steps that are far more behind the scenes and maybe there'll be some steps that are way bigger than that. But ultimately, when I dream of what Made to Advance is going to help to accomplish in someone's life, it's going to be taking a big step and living into their potential and just experiencing the joy of that. I think that's one of the things that one of the ways I think we glorify God and one of the ways that we most fully come alive is when we're living into our potential. So those are the kind of stories I hope to hear.
I hope so too. I hope you get those stories back because I'm sure there's going to be way more stories than even what comes back to you.
Yeah.
There's going to be impact far beyond what you have the privilege of being able to get the feedback on. But I'm so excited about this podcast. So when does it launch? When does Made to Advance launch? And where can we find it? What are the platforms?
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's almost here. So the big day that we've been talking about for a long time is January 11. So episode zero here, we're going to put out a little bit early so people know what's coming and they're getting excited about it and all that. January 11, we're gonna drop a few episodes at once. So that'll be cool. After January 11, it'll be every couple weeks that we offer a new episode. I hope someday. So you guys are obviously you're I forget what you said. You're on a weekly with your podcast with your sister.
Good job.
So maybe we'll end up there. But right now, every couple weeks, and our podcast will be available on every platform you can listen to podcasts. So it'll be easy for folks wherever they listen. Made to Advance will be there. Also YouTube, though. We're going to do a YouTube version of it. And so for folks who enjoy kind of seeing it and not just like have it in their ears, they'll have that option. But if people are interested, if you're out, you know, they're listening, they go, how do I know who's coming up or when the next drop is or whatever? They can either follow my social media, which is just at Brian Aulick, or we are creating Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok accounts for Made to Advance. So we're always going to keep pushing content out that way. There'll be like little snippets of different conversations like this.
Yeah.
But also we'll probably give some previews and let people know what's coming. And
little teasers.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so those are all the ways that you can find us.
That's awesome. I am genuinely excited for what God has laid on your heart and that you're faithfully walking it out.
Thanks.
And that Made to Advance is going to be out there for us to listen to and to learn from.
Thanks.
I can't wait to check it out.
It's going to be so good. We're excited. And thanks for being here today and being able to ask these questions. It's fun. I mean, now I know I get to join Perry in the studio here in January again. Well, you're where? I forget now. You're in India at that point or not? India?
My husband and I are going to Australia for a couple weeks to visit. We have a daughter and a son-in-law that live in Australia. And then, I'll be in India for a week. So I'm gone most of January.
Yeah. So, I'm going to help hold down the studio with Perry.
Cool. Thank you for doing that.
I'll try to not make too much of a mess of it anyway.
Very good.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, I'm so excited. We are so close right now to our launch date. And I hope, as you've heard, what Made to Advance is going to be all about. It builds a sense of excitement and expectation for you. Really believe that as you tune into Made to Advance, you're going to be encouraged. You're going to be built up. You're going to want to take steps forward. So what I want to encourage you to do right now is subscribe and begin already sharing with your friends. Help us get the word out, because in not too long, Made to Advance is going to go live and we're going to bring some great content your direction. This has been a production of Engedi Church. Thanks for listening, and just know you were made to advance.